live across the sunny coast.
Swiftfish, oh yeah, you got a Swiftfish? Yeah, I'm shredding for it at the moment.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Happy Tuesday, Sunny Coast. Happy Melbourne Cup Day.
I think a lot of the Sunny Coast are supposed to be working at the moment, and they're not.
I mean, do we just do what Victoria does and get a public holiday on Cup Day?
I can't believe that we, just as Queenslanders, don't get more public holidays. Because Queensland loves a public holiday.
Yeah.
We love not working.
I reckon Victoria get more than us. And I think we need to investigate that.
We do. We do need to investigate where's the best place to live in Australia for public holidays.
If they get Cup Day, we should get Origin or something.
Oh, you know? Could you imagine if we get the next day? It needs to be the Thursday of Origin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll have a word to Chris Afuli.
Okay, can you?
Yeah, just say, hey, bro, you're new here. I know you're new, but feel free to sling us next public holiday.
Hang on, aren't you also new here? Didn't you only move here from WA a couple of years ago?
I'm an OG, bro. I'm a local.
You're an OG.
6 years going on. Anyway, irrelevant. Hope you've had a wonderful day regardless. The weather has been spotless across the coast.
Sure has. A little bit of wind around keeping the temps down. Very, very nice. And a little bit more wind on this show for the next couple of hours.
Oh, is there?
You've tuned into the right station. What?
Are you farting on air again?
Not on air.
Oh, okay.
I'll wait until the mics are off.
Okay. Well,
like a
don't.
Gentleman.
Please
thank you.
Don't. No, we do have a big show coming up. We're getting ready for the boys' bikini car wash, which is happening tomorrow afternoon at Laser Zone.
You said that before four I'm getting a fake tan and you're bringing in a professional.
I am bringing in a professional. Well, professional's the word that may not be accurate in that sentence.
No, what have you done?
Nothing. You'll find out.
I wasn't smelling a rat until right now.
No, you'll be smelling fake tan, that's for sure, in about half an hour's time.
It's not a great smell,
You're going to be getting your kit off right here in the studio. Stick around, Sunny Coast. It's going to be great.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
I hope you've had a wonderful day. You may have been at a long lunch because it's Cup Day, baby. That's the way it's going to be, little
darling. Why don't we... Just as humans, we're fascinators more than just at the races.
I know. I bought a fascinator like 10 years ago and rocked it every year.
Great.
For Melbourne Cup Day. The same one.
It's clinging. It's clinging to the threads like every guy in his late 50s underwear. Right. Just hanging on by a thread at that point.
You know what's rogue? I've got netball tonight down at Fisherman's Road.
Yeah.
And it's Melbourne Cup themed. And so we're supposed to wear something Melbourne Cup.
Aren't you supposed to be in a uniform?
Well, this is a fun competition. This is Fast Five, so it's like less serious.
Is this the one that you quit?
Yeah, but I'm still... I quit, but I'm back.
Anyway, we're getting off topic.
We're supposed to wear fascinators.
Melbourne Cup was on. I was watching it, but I was in here pushing some buttons, making sure that it went to air.
Yep.
So I was kind of a little busy.
Yep.
You've said, Taz, you missed out on some weird stuff.
Well, not weird stuff. I just want to run you through my top three moments from today.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. In case you did miss it. In number three, the jockey who won, his name was Robbie Dolan.
Mm-hmm.
He's an Irish expat. And he said all he wanted, apart from to win the Melbourne Cup on Cup Day, was to meet Ronan Keating. And so apparently he wins the race. Because he's Irish.
Yes.
Ronan Keating was performing before the Melbourne Cup. And so apparently he wins the Melbourne Cup, right? And all the other jockeys are riding past him saying, congrats, mate. And one guy goes, you'll get to meet Ronan Keating now, mate, I reckon.
Hey.
There you go.
That's a weird dream. I think anybody that wants to meet Ronan Keating probably can at this point.
Yeah. Oh, he's moved to Australia, did you know?
Yeah, exactly. I think if you want it enough, I think he'll do it. I think if you message him and you're like, hey, look, my neighbour's birthday is on the weekend. Are you available? He'll turn up
at this point. Absolutely. I mean, well, this jockey, this is going to be the best day of his life. He wins like $1 million from riding the Melbourne Horse winner.
Stuff that.
Yeah, stuff that. I want to meet Ronan. If tomorrow
never comes. Oh, and while we're talking about this, we are going through his entire back category.
I got really excited going through them all. All right, so that was number three, moment number three.
Great.
Moment number two was the fact that Billy Slater was on the Channel 9 coverage.
Yeah.
Of course, Queensland Origin legend.
Yeah, fullback, superstar.
Yeah. And you know how they put up a little super with the person's name, little title on the screen when they're a reporter? Usually it says like Channel 9 reporter or something.
Yep.
Billy was reporting from horseback and his title was horseback reporter.
Horseback reporter.
Not Origin legend.
No, not fullback, not a Queensland hero. Horseback reporter.
Wow.
Do you think you could do any horseback reporting?
I mean, I think I've only ridden a horse like once in my life.
So have I. I've only done it once. I was 11.
Yeah, probably not.
I got bucked off.
Did you? What the buck,
am I right?
You got bucked off a horse?
Yeah.
What happened?
I was 11 and I turned up late at my school camp and I had to get the last horse and they didn't want to give me this horse, but I wanted to ride the horse. So they put me on the back of this horse that didn't want me there and it tried its best to throw me off.
Did you fly off into the air?
I ended up being thrown so much that I was about to like fly off the horse and the teacher had to run over to me and like pick me up off the horse.
So you didn't get bucked off, you got bucked up.
A little bit of bucked.
Yeah. A bit of bucking, but not a full buck.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Small amount of buckage.
Moment number one of today's Melbourne Cup.
Forgot we were doing this.
Was the winner, Knight's Choice, paying over $100 to win.
Firstly, things over $100 never come
right?
through.
But not only was it an underdog.
Yeah.
Or underhorse, am I right? It was
what the buck?
A Sunshine Coast horse. That's the way it's
gonna be. Really?
Yep. Sheila Laxon is the trainer, based on the Sunny Coast. So Knight's Choice was won the biggest race in the nation.
So it was the horse from here?
He was from
or
here.
Or is the trainer from here?
Well, the trainer's from, I don't know the specific, the trainer's from here.
Okay.
But the horse gets trained on the Sunshine Coast.
Love it. That's
huge.
Good. And you know why? That's why I put $5 on it, baby.
Hey.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
I have been talking a big game over the past few days, Taz, about something I've prepared for you.
Yep.
Now, obviously, this week, we're trying to raise as much money as we can for Inclusive Kids and our Kicks for Kids initiative.
Yeah, 100%. And tomorrow, huge event, Sunny Coast. If you've got a dirty car that needs washing, Foz and I will be in our bikinis. Thank you to Amaruchi Surf Outlet for giving us those ones as well. Huge shout out, always on sale. They gave us bikinis to wear tomorrow for a bikini car wash. And we're hoping to raise as much as we can for Inclusive Kids.
We are. Now, you have expressed a few concerns about standing next to shirtless dudes.
Foz is an Adonis. He's a massive man. Well, he's tanned. His biceps are bigger than my chest. And I just need a little bit of help.
Okay. So we thought, what's one way to make anyone look hotter? Fake tan.
Right. We did it last year. It worked last year. So why not work it for 2024?
Exactly. So I said I'd organise for a professional to come in and fake tan.
Yes. I'm still waiting for the professional to come in.
Oh, this is stupid. Why am I here then?
Please
welcome are you here?
To the radio show.
No.
This is a 2-for-1 stitch-up.
No.
As
Taz
I'm not tanning
is going to get fake tanned by Big Boss Benny.
On the whole lot.
The whole lot, baby.
Oh, jeez.
You said you're going to bring in a professional.
He's a professional
I've
radio
never done it before.
Boss.
No,
I didn't
you can't say
he
you
was
said
a
I'm going to bring in a professional.
Is it
tan?
A spray or rub?
It's a rub.
Oh.
It's a foamy. Rub? It's a foamy rub tan.
Have you brought it?
Yeah. I've got some.
Oh, this
Bondi
is happening
sands
now.
For you. Yeah, this is happening over the next 20 minutes.
Do I have to do
live
like
on the radio?
How far? Where's?
Here we go. We've got some Bondi Sands aerated self tanning foam.
Ellie's
There's the glove.
Ellie's told me to wear a Speedo today.
Yeah, so
Tazzy, I don't have to do cheeks or anything, just legs and arms.
Oh, cheeks are out, buddy.
Yeah, the cheeks are out.
Where we're at.
That's a good point.
No cheeks.
So Taz, I'll look away if you like, but we're going
to
need
you.
No,
you told
you
me
will
to
watch this,
Chaney,
from start to finish.
Ellie.
Yeah.
This is no good. What? I've worn exactly what you needed me to because I thought
this. It's
a professional
thing.
Was going to come in with
yeah,
a.
That's right. You're single. You were hoping to be some nice 21-year-old blonde thing, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Okay.
But also, I want somebody that's going to be able to tan me and not botch
it. I'll botch it.
Hey, do a good job, okay?
Okay,
pretend,
buddy. I've never done it before.
Well, just pretend that you're rubbing sunscreen into your mate.
Well, it's just like Van says.
Yeah.
It's like all those spas and.
I don't rub sunscreen into his ass.
Do I have to rub his ass?
That's up,
real low.
That's up to you. All right, we're going to go to some ads. While the ads are on, I'm going to need you, Tazzy, to undress.
Do you know what? Why don't you do it, Ellie?
No, I've got to press the buttons.
I know how to do that too.
No, Joe Cocker's not going to play himself.
Well, so. We'll do it for you, buddy. I think you're so good over there, champion.
Okay, we'll be back soon with Big Boss Benny. Fake tanning the big old Tazzla. Big Boss Benny, would you call yourself a professional just generally?
Why can't I do it myself?
Radio?
Come here, lover boy.
Get
some music
spread
on.
So just then.
It's not like we're in jail, mate.
All right,
just
come
like
on.
That shower we had the other night, mate, together. It's fine.
I just had to give the boys a tutorial in
how
to
feel
do
nice.
It. Yeah, beautiful. So you've lathered up the glove. So interesting. You can do it two ways. You can spray it straight on and then rub it in, or you can spray it on the glove.
How do you want it, mate?
Spray on the glove first, please. I'll do that into the mic, though. That'll sound great.
Oh, looks like that poo emoji outfit you wore the other day, Tazzy, for Halloween.
That's the theme at the moment, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
It always ends with poo gear with Ellie, doesn't it?
Well, it's, sorry.
I'm trying to give a guy a nice, friendly tan here. You always have to take it in a really weird form.
Okay.
Why can't I do this myself?
Yeah, why can't
Benny's going to do it worse than I could do it to me.
I think he is doing it with love and care. TLC right now.
Well, I'm a dad and I don't tan my kids.
Yeah, but you've done stuff. You know, we're effectively
like
your work children.
For my children.
Right.
Yeah.
Taz, you're already looking better. Okay, that's a gross sound. We'll check in again very soon.
Hey, mate,
it's cold. Oh, not
currently
there.
We're
not
on
there.
The back. We do need to do the butt cheeks, though, because they're going to be out in your
they're
bikini.
Not out. They're not out yet.
Stick around. We'll do them next. I feel like that song, not appropriate for what we're doing right now. This one is, though.
I'm really sticky. Can we get this over and done with?
Taz is being fake tanned currently by our big boss, Benny, to get himself ready for our bikini car wash tomorrow afternoon. Benny, how have you found the experience so far?
He's a bit of a sook about it.
What do you
mean? You've never applied fake tan before.
He keeps telling me my lines are wrong. And
he keeps just like smacking my back and going, "That'll do, champion."
Imagine.
It's going to look terrible.
How'd you get, mate? You look fine. You look fine, mate. Come on, drop your dacks. We've got to do your cheeks.
Yeah, this is the problem. You've done the top and you have missed a few. You got to get him to hold his arms up and do underarms, but that's okay.
We're doing the pits too.
I almost swore on the air. This is how annoyed I am right now.
Taz, take off your pants, buddy.
Ellie said that with conviction.
We've got to do the buns and below.
Below the buns?
Yeah, like legs.
All right, there we go. Do your worst, Benny.
What's he wear? I can only see
He's
the top
got
of you.
He's speedos on.
What type of speedos
do you want
is
cheeks
he
done? Oh,
yeah.
Look at
you
that.
You got to give yourself a bit of a wedgie so he can do the cheeks.
I don't want to give myself a wedgie. He's the boss. Also, he was my mate. He's no longer my mate anymore.
No, you could have bought me a drink first. That's what Taz said off air. All right, let's do your legs.
All okay. right.
This is a bit odd, sorry.
Oh, God.
Do I have consent, Chaney? I feel like I need to ask.
Me?
Oh, I got on the floor again.
No, you didn't get it on the floor.
Will it stain?
Yes. Well, I said the one rule of this is that you don't get it on the floor. I've just been down scrubbing it off the floor.
Oh, well, you'll be doing that
while the songs are on.
You also just scraped it off the floor and wiped it on me, so I've got floor. That's cold. That's really
Where
cold.
Is he? Where
inner
is he?
Upper inner thigh.
Upper inner thigh.
Yeah,
it's
real,
being
filmed. It's all good.
Real close.
Oh, that is close.
Benny.
Well, mate, otherwise you're gonna have to do that area then.
You're going to have to do your own inner thigh.
I'd rather that, honestly.
All right.
I got on the floor again.
Okay.
Do I have to give myself a wedgie?
Yeah. Well, has he done the buns yet?
No bun has been touched yet.
Benny?
Do you want your cheeks done, mate? I'm not precious about this stuff. So if you need them done.
All right, here we go. Wedgie it up.
Imagine this was a business.
There we go.
This is a business. This is literally our full-time jobs. We are contracted to be here.
Oh, he's really...
He's doing the buns?
Yeah.
All I can see is both of your heads and Benny's arm.
That's all you need to see. Do you want to see more?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
It's going to be on the socials. I'm standing here giving myself a wedgie and Lockie from our digital team is just filming like real nice and close. Can you step back, Lockie?
There's a real amateur sort of vibe to what we're doing.
All right, the video will be up later. The bikini car wash is happening tomorrow afternoon.
So cold.
At Laser Zone, Foz and Taz raising as much money as they can for
Sunny Coast. Please make this worth it. Come and see us tomorrow, 3 till 6, Laser Zone. If I'm going through this, you can spend $5 and get your car wash. Come on.
Go on, Manny. Back into the cheeks you go.
No.
Carpet clean or you want your ass done again?
Okay.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Let's play Vandal, baby.
Yeah, we're going to play a song. It's from the 80s this time around, so we need those 80s babies to be listening and help us out. 545-11919 when you think you know what today's song is. It's from 1980.
They say that it's easy today, so surely we'll be able to get it.
All right, let's go layer one and we'll add an instrument as we go.
All right, give us a call if you know it. Very basic drum beat.
Mm.
I could do this. Oh.
Ah, oh, go got it.
The beat was about to drop there.
I've got it.
Do ya?
Yeah, I think so.
My Sharona. Called? No?
Yeah, there we go. I got it. Well, the Sunny Coast is already calling through as well. So let's go to Beck from Caloundra. Welcome to the show, Beck.
Hello, Beck. You're live on the radio.
Hey, how you going? I didn't get to go to Bali, but I might attend this car wash just instead.
Oh, this is Beck who won the Bali boarding pass, Beck.
Yes, yes. But I'm going to go next year, but I think I might be wrong, but I thought it was Addicted to Love.
I thought so too initially, Beck, but no, it's not that, I'm afraid. We're going to have to go down the line. Let's go to line two. Who's this?
Robert.
Hey, Robert, what do you think today's song is?
Another One Bites the Dust.
Another One Bites the Dust. Let's go layer number two.
Oh. I put it in.
You got it? Oh, Tazzy was on
He's
to
gone
it
and
straight
done it. Well
away.
Done, Robert.
Well done, Rob. You've done it.
Hell yeah.
That bass line, very distinctive.
So
isn't
iconic.
It?
And it was this building bit.
Dun, dun.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Now, I trawl the news every day, Tazzy, to bring up-to-date, quirky information to the people of the Sunshine Coast.
She's slaving away over news.com.au, which compiles it all for her.
Well, look, a lot of big things are happening in the news this week. The US election happens tomorrow.
Yes, we had Halloween late last week.
Yes.
And the Melbourne Cup was today, I know.
The Reserve Bank met today. They're holding interest rates steady. Didn't love it when that notification came through, being misery for homeowners as RBA meets. I was like, oh, God, they've jacked it up, haven't
they?
I
am a homeowner.
Yeah, I don't want misery. Sounds shocking. No, but sometimes there's news that it's a little less hard-hitting. Mm-hmm. And that's been the case with this article that I've seen.
A soft-hitting news
article. A soft-hitting news, yep, to just detract from all the hard news this week. The headline is, if you do this on a Saturday night, you're old.
And you went, oh, no. Chances are, at what, 32? About to be 33?
Yeah.
You already do this thing, don't you?
Yeah, so of course it's clickbaited me.
Okay, I've got a couple of things that maybe this is what they think old people do on a Saturday night.
Okay.
Is it an early bedtime?
It is not an early bedtime.
Is it meal prep? No one young's meal prepping.
I was about to say, I'm meal prep.
Yeah, I just don't think anybody under 20 is meal prepping.
Sorry that it's a cheaper and healthier way to live your life.
I'm not attacking you.
Okay, sorry.
I'm literally just saying if you meal prep, you're old.
Okay.
Is it that?
It's not that.
Is it have a bath?
No, but I did have a bath on Saturday night.
Have you ever written a shopping list for the markets the next morning? Because that's my next guess.
Oh, no, I haven't been to the markets in a while.
So when we go to the markets, we're going to need blah, blah, blah. No, we're going to get a coffee while we're there.
I did set an alarm to go to the Fisherman's Road markets, but I never went on Sunday.
Then I'm out. Did you really? You set an alarm. I was going to write set an alarm and I went, don't be lame, Taz.
Nope, none of those things, Tazzy. I thought to get a few more answers, we'd call our 21-year-old receptionist, Danny. So just during the songs, I gave her a quick buzz to see her answer to this, because she's always savage about how old we are. Hello, Danny. Quick question.
Hello.
What do old people do on a Saturday night?
You should know this. It's basically what you do every bloody Saturday night.
Okay, but what do I do? What's a typically old person thing to do?
A glass of wine by 9 o'clock and in bed by 9. Why?
So she wasn't right either.
No.
Okay. None of you have been right. Apparently, the old thing to do these days is go to the clubs, because young people these days are spending their Saturday nights getting frozen yogurt.
Oh, I love a bit of fro-yo.
Gen Z Aussies ditch nightclubs because of a huge resurgence of frozen yogurt.
No, that's not true.
That's what the article says, Taz.
Firstly, those two businesses do not operate at the same time. No one's getting fro-yo after midnight.
But you can.
And no one's at the clubs before midnight.
It's in the news. It must be true,
Stop
Taz.
Pointing your finger at me. You don't care that much, okay?
So I'll see you on Ocean Street on Saturday night.
For some fro-yo.
Yeah.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Tazzy, can you hear me?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Does it sound like I'm in a bathroom? Because I am.
It does sound like you're in a bathroom. Look, tomorrow you've got the boys' bikini car wash. You and Foz are taken to the car park of Laser Zone along Nicklin Way to wash people's cars in order to raise as much as you can for inclusive kids. Now, you said, I need a tan, Ellie. I got to go up against Foz, so I want to look as jacked as I can. Let's get a bodybuilder tan in me. That sounded like you, right?
Yeah, 100%. I used the word bodybuilder and jack.
So earlier in the show, we had Big Boss Benny rub fake tan on you. Right now, the time has come to wash it off. Are you in the shower?
Yeah, I'm in the shower. Here we go. Oh, great water pressure they've got in this building. This is terrible.
How gross is the work shower?
There we go.
It's like a bit of a tinier shower. It takes ages to warm up as well.
Oh, it's freezing.
Yeah, yeah. You should have probably had it on and running before you...
Do we do a competition for the fastest, like, or the worst shower that takes forever to heat up?
We could do that if you like.
That's a terrible thing. I mean, it would be great to, you know, win some money because of it. It's cold. It's really cold. So, Sunny Coast, I really want you to come down, be a part of our car wash tomorrow, Laser Zone. It's like one block off Nicklin Way. If you can be there, we want you there, Sunny Coast. It helps kids right here on the coast.
This is... Are you naked right now in the shower?
Yes. Are you 12 years old? Honestly, I mean, you're getting such a giggle out of this.
It's just bizarre that you're broadcasting to the entire Sunshine Coast and you're in your birthday suit.
Yeah, I'm in the Nard. But come and see me in a bikini, Sunny Coast. Even better. Tomorrow, Laser Zone, 3 o'clock.
How's the tan looking?
It's coming off, actually. It might be all right. I think we're on to something here. Yeah. Benny's first ever tan, because this was his inaugural tanning attempt on me. Might be all right.
Might be all right. Well, there you go. All right, Tassie, keep scrubbing. What? That's something I never thought I'd tell you to do. And we'll see you back in the studio.
You also asked me to spread my cheeks earlier this afternoon.
Gross.
I thought that was too
far. CFM.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
And Sunny Coast, we have a $50 Coles Myer voucher to give away in the next 5 or 10 minutes. 545-11919. What happened at the races?
Yeah, what'd you see? Because...
Or what you do, what your mate end up doing.
Yeah. Like,
all sorts of stuff happens at the races. It's crazy.
Anytime you go to the races, you come back with a story, whether it's someone, you know, acting up, getting having a little bit too much to drink is quite common at the races and doing silly things. So if you've got a story, give us a call. We've got a Coles Myer voucher up for grabs. I have had a few days out at the races in the year.
Here we go.
Over the years. One in particular stands out. I was doing a radio show in regional Victoria.
Yeah.
And we took a busload of singles to the races.
Wow.
It was far and above the loosest radio event I've ever hosted.
How regional are we talking? Pretty regional.
Pretty regional.
Yeah. Pretty how you're going. Okay. Cool.
We went to the Benalla races, actually. I can say that much. Anyway, so... The busload of listeners.
Guys and girls.
Guys and girls. They were there to find love.
Yep.
And let me tell you, a couple of them, I don't know if they found love.
Yes.
But they certainly found lust in the car park at one point.
God.
And it was my job.
At a radio event.
At the races.
Oh, no. And you had to.
So I had to get everyone back on the bus after a big day at the races.
Yeah.
And this is only one of
many. Did you have to pull people apart?
I had to say, like, hey guys, sorry to interrupt. It's Ellie here from the radio. Yeah. The bus is about to leave. So if you just want to finish up what you're doing.
Unhook each other from that.
Yep. Just get back on the bus. We got a good hour long drive ahead
of us. Oh my gosh.
It was wild. The whole day was just so wild. There was like an 18-year-old dude there.
Yeah.
Who hooked up with a 40-year-old woman.
Loose.
It was just
the banana races.
Wild. The singles were out of control. What happened at the races? What'd you see? What'd you do? We'll go to Jackie in Sippy Downs. Hey, Jackie, what happened to you at the races?
Hey, Ellie. So I've got a bit of a crazy story. This is from, I must have been like 15 or 16.
Yeah.
And it was a small like country races in central Queensland. I went there, my mum was like volunteering to help out, and as the day was winding down, she was helping all of like the drunks get into the buses to get home and stuff.
Great, here we go.
And me and one of my other school friends were waiting because she was staying at my house. We were waiting to go home and we're just waiting out the front. A bunch of our school teachers came out, sisters, and they just started like wanting to have a chat and talk to us. And we thought it was just funny. We're just like, oh, hey. And then one of the male teachers went over, like he was not even like 10 meters away and peed in front of us in the bushes.
Oh my gosh.
And then turned around, walked back to us and like was talking to one of the female teachers who was sitting on a car hood. And then they started making out in front of us.
As a 15 or 16-year-old, this is the most juicy gossip that you could ever have. I mean, now we've got shows like Love Island and stuff, which maybe give you a little bit more juice. But this would have been absolutely prime, especially back in regional Queensland, Jackie.
This was like, was the AIM days when we were like instant messaging each other. As soon as we got home, I had to log on and like tell our other friends what had happened. And then Monday, when we were all at school again, it was just like so funny. And like we were telling them the whole story. And then the lady, the female teacher, like walked around the corner and saw us like there. And we all just stopped. We just went silent because we were literally telling the story of what had happened.
You can hear in Jackie's. Yeah, you can hear in Jackie's voice, she's gone back to being a teenager again, telling this story.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we're not talking to adult Jackie at the moment. We're talking to 15-year-old Jackie. She's gone right back there. Love it, Jackie. Thank you so much for your story.
Thanks, guys.
We'll go now to Tyson in Kaluan. Tyson, what happened to you at the races?
All right. So, had a big day at the races, betting and whatnot. And on my way out of walking out of the races, I see a woman just in the bushes, kind of. Like, I wouldn't really call them bushes, but doing a bit of a poo-poo, eh? And yeah, she just pulled up her undies and just walked away from the poo-poo, didn't wipe or nothing.
I can't. Just a simple yes or no, Tyson. Was it in Queensland?
Yeah, mate.
Tyson, so good.
That behaviour whatsoever. I love it how before we put Tyson on air, we said, hey, just keep your story clean, obviously. Yep. And the way he's kept it clean is by using the word poo-poo. You're a legend, Tyson.
I love his dedication to the bit. Thank you, Tyson. Great story.
Great story.
Oh, my God.
Brand new to 91.9 CFM, it's your feel-good drive home with Ellie and Taz. Never get enough.